I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Republican-controlled state Senate has passed a bill that allows special districts to once again collect retail pot taxes. It fixes a drafting error from the last session that wasn't fixed during a special session called by Governor John Hickenlooper. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The problem stemmed from an expansive bipartisan bill to fund rural hospitals last year. It inadvertently prevented 8 special districts from collecting sales taxes on marijuana. Voters had already approved it as a way of funding everything from museums to transit. The governor says this latest bill is essentially the same legislation he wanted passed in September.
Well, if you're asking me what the difference is, I was going to ask you the same thing, and maybe you can ask them. Anyway, we're glad that it's done. We all have to resist those opportunities to come back and fight or poke someone over what happened.
Some Republicans still oppose the move and say any tax policy change that results in more money needs voter approval. The bill does give the special districts some discretion to decide whether collecting the tax again is constitutional.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
El Paso County is turning down a $1.3 million federal grant for flood recovery amid concerns about meeting its deadline. The grant would have paid for channel realignment along a stretch of Fountain Creek, but the El Paso County Executive Director of Facilities and Strategic Infrastructure Management says officials doubt the project could be completed by the September deadline and have declined the offer. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.